This is a special time. It's a wonderful time for me because I don't have to give the sermon. But it's a blessed moment because those who were a part of a class I conducted called Creating Your Credo had an opportunity to create their credo or faith statement. And I'm going to invite them to come down and sit in the front row. Those who are here. And at the time and order mentioned in the bulletin, to share their faith statement to you. Church members don't have much of an opportunity to do this in public. We're often told to keep quiet our beliefs regarding our faith and also politics. But I think it is often our faith that inspires everything else we do in this world. And so it's important for us to know what we think, what we believe, and how our beliefs inspire our actions. So it is a joy to have them share their faith with us today. And I will begin with a reading from the book of Acts, which is the reading for today. And I'm reading from Acts chapter 2, verse 1 through 21. And this is what it says. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at the sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you. And listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days, it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters will prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Hear now how the Spirit has moved the faith of members of this church. Marie.
My credo is, I call myself a Christian probably because Christianity was the first religious choice presented to me as a child. I believe I could have followed another great leader who preaches goodness and mercy and who would lead me to God. I believe in Christ's teachings. I believe that he was divinely human, sent from God, the creator, the source. I have experienced myself the question, why am I on this earth? The only answer I can come up with is that we are here to care for each other. Therefore, I see organized religion as a powerful tool for changing the world in a positive way by enabling each individual to act in God's image and to try to do what Jesus himself would do for each other. It is my belief that our lives are magnified by constant examination of the teachings of Jesus, and that we are called to go out into the world and live those beliefs. I believe this enables us to live the highest form of life, one of journey, one of joy and harmony with God and with the world.
Morning. I'm Dave Ware. I've been a member of this church for about 3 months. One of the reasons that I joined this church was that it was progressive. Progressive enough to encourage me to write my own credo. That discernment process simultaneously deepened my faith and left me more tolerant of the belief of others. I am now honored to be able to share my credo with you, my church family. We are much more than our physical bodies. We are much more than electrical currents coursing through a brain. I know that I am a spiritual being in a physical body. At my core is a spark of the divine, hoping to become a divine flame. When my body dies, I will remain that spiritual being, but with a renewed awareness of the divine. I believe in a God of cosmic unity, who is the divine, unknowable creator of all. He is the one God of all religions, but he is also a trinity of divine will, known as the Father, divine love, known as the Son, and divine expression, known as the Word or Holy Spirit. Jesus was a divine being in a physical body. He perfectly exemplified that divine love, but was not the unknowable creator of all. When he died on the cross, his magnificent radiance cleared the accumulated darkness from mankind. I believe this was the act of Christ as Savior. More importantly, he demonstrated the loving way available to every human being, Christian or not. But one has to follow the way or path to become one with God as Christ did, and it is not an easy path. Cruelty, violence, pain, and suffering on this earth test my faith. I believe that the current state of affairs is mankind's doing, as he has been given free will. The Garden of Eden story is about that. But I am also filled with tremendous hope. I feel God's presence, love, grace, and compassion. I believe with that another Christ will come, a world teacher who will teach divine unity will, and love. If we all then follow God's will and love and honor the divinity and humanness in each other, there will truly be heaven on earth.
My name is Betsy Barton. I love to find God in everyday miracles and happenings, as I firmly believe that love, God, is all around us. My faith statement this morning is exemplified by a story of an everyday manifestation of God's glory in my life. This is another one of my two-part stories. Part one, I collect jewelry crosses. I have more than enough for every day in Lent. And I wear a different one every day in Lent. Part two. During Lent, I was visiting my daughter, and as I was leaving, my 7-year-old granddaughter was staring at my chest. Now, that's never a good thing when a 7-year-old is staring at your chest, because you never know what they're going to come out with. But she then went to the table where she scribbled something on some sticky notes, and she stuck the notes on me on either side of my cross. A first grader and new to mathematics, she had turned me into an equation with the cross as the plus sign. And in church that Sunday, it came to me. Jesus Christ, who died on that cross for my sins, is truly the plus in my life.
Stephen Rose's credo will be read by Nat Vanderlist.
I believe in God, creator of all that exists. I believe I am created in the image of God, that this image lies beyond the scope of my 5 senses, that I must use my 5 senses to search for it anyway. I believe it is possible to know the truth of our creator, the purpose of its creation, and my purpose in it. I believe in love, that Jesus is the Son of God, came into a body, attained Christhood, allowed himself to be killed on the cross and resurrected, to show us that love is more powerful than pain. I believe the Holy Spirit is our name for God's method of speaking to us that protects us frail human beings from being obliterated by direct contact with something our minds and bodies could not survive intact. I believe, to use someone else's words, that a human being searching for God is like a fish searching for the ocean.
Good morning. I'm Linda Reynolds, and I've been coming to this church since 1966. My personal statement of faith for Arnold's Credo class. Now, more soul surging instead of soul searching. I feel the Spirit of God, which I perceive as love, daily in nature around me. At its best, it's a consciousness of infinite generosity and beauty, a moving aliveness in which all things, animals, humans, animate and inanimate, solid, liquid, gas, all of which I am a part and thus connected to the whole. It motivates me toward being appreciative and the best steward I can be to all around me. I've come to call God love, the glue holding everything together. I'm drawn more to the world of nature, animals, weather, and seasonal changes than focusing on humanity. So I find this vibrancy most consistently outdoors and alone. I'm not a hermit and try to see and send love to humans as well, but find my sensitivities shut down somewhat more in social settings. It feels like the Holy Spirit helps the soul surging as long as I slow down and listen, and helps me stay open to and accept the constant change I resist. Loving natural beauty, I'm motivated to see, record, and create beauty for others to sense as well. When I get knocked off center and out of balance, I aim to remember this experience of love as glue as soon as possible. Conflict, violence, anger, aggression, even competition can't be met with matching that energy, but instead with gentle presence and quiet, strong love, used as a verb or adverb to fill the space and time. After writing that, I remembered something I'd written around Valentine's Day a few weeks before, which says it all more concisely. When love is baked into cookies, you can taste it. When love is built into a building, you can feel it. When love is put into the flower arrangement, you can see it. When love is woven into fabric and sewn into clothes, it is seen and felt. When love is composed and sung in music, it is easily accessible to all our human ears. It is the glue holding everything together that we use to create. Our museums are full of the past examples of love, glue, art. When love is acknowledged in the food we grow, it nourishes and tastes better. Let love be part of the verb of your doing. Naturally, pets know this, and grandmothers, and painters, inventors, hobbyists, and poets stick their works together with it. Know your process holds the creative spirit to life, and that love fills the space around and in between and is holding everything together.
I'm Don Maynard, and my wife and I have been coming to, have been members of this church for a bit over 10 years. I believe in God, the creator of the universe and all that is in it. I believe in Jesus Christ, the historical person who is God's perfect representation of all time, and whose primary purpose was to be an example and proof to humanity. I believe that God loves this creation and desires for us to understand as creatures that the Creator wants honest and fully human relationships with each of us, and that God has founded those relationships in love, as Christ demonstrated. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the energy and force of God, who is present now in creation, to allow creation's attempts at experiencing that relationship for which God brought all things into being.
And now two more credos.
from individuals who could not be here today, but whom you know very well. Carol Geske. Oh, there you are. Come on.
Hi, I'm Carol Geske. I believe that we are all one, that every living being has a soul, is interconnected. I believe that as long as one of us suffers, we all suffer. I believe in love. It's what delights us, empowers us, gives our souls expression. Love is not easy. It challenges and tests our humanity every day. It's hard being a human. It's hard for us to love ourselves in all our majesty. We are a reflection of God. We are and we embody divinity. I believe in small acts of kindness, which acknowledge that of God in all of us. I believe in sunsets, which let me know that there is a God in all of creation. I believe in community, peace, equality, simplicity, and justice. Most of all, I believe in love and its power to heal.
Carol said it. I sounded as if she had passed away. Carol, you are definitely alive. And finally, from Krista Scheel. My credo is simple and brief: love and service. And then, quoting 1 Corinthians, she says, trust steadily in God, hope unswervingly, love extravagantly. Let the people say, Amen. And let us join together